Welcome to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. My name is Eileen Smith, and my goal is to help you build a better blog. Before we get started today, I just wanted to remind you to kindly leave the show a rating and a review over in the iTunes store. I thank you so much in advance for doing that. In today's episode, we are looking for the perfect tip to drive traffic to a brand new blog. Drive traffic to a brand new blog. I bet you think it's easy to pick one tip to drive traffic to a brand new blog. Turns out that it might not be so easy to do. I asked a question in my Facebook group the other day, and I got over 40 responses. I think it's hard to find one piece of advice that offers the perfect solution, but let's try to narrow it down. You might be wondering why I asked for only one tip. Well, think back to when you first started blogging. Don't you wish someone would give you just one tip? You weren't looking for an entire blogging blueprint or a 10-point checklist or even a full-blown content marketing strategy. Back then, you'd be more than happy to just simply drive traffic to your website and see at least 50 to 100 visitors in one day. You didn't know where to start, and you had so many tasks, you quickly began to realize that you need to establish a set of priorities. Most likely, you probably hopped around to a bunch of forums, downloaded tons of ebooks, and spent hours watching YouTube videos searching for the perfect solution. You ended up stuck with heaps of advice, and by the end of the day, you're pulling your hair out or banging your head against the wall, or both. So what's the answer? Hang on a sec. I'm not going to put my neck out on the line because I don't want you to chop my head off. That's why I asked my Facebook group. I can't mention everyone by name, but here is the link so you can read the entire thread. Let's just do a summary of the tips from the top bloggers in the group. Build relationships. Use social media. Be humble. Post often and regularly. Find your target audience. Create awesome content. Pick evergreen topics. Guest post. Hire top writers. I love all these tips, and I wish there was a way I could combine them into one. I tried doing that, but I gotta admit, it just wasn't working out. So what I will do is tell you what I did back in 2009. Keep in mind, I had no idea what I was doing, and it wasn't really any type of strategy or anything like that. I just thank my lucky stars that it worked out for me in the long run. And here's the tip. I commented on other blogs. Yep, that's all I did. Of course, I actually read each and every blog post before I left a comment. I was like a sponge, and I tried to absorb every drop of information I could get my hands on. Keep in mind, by nature, I have a need to speak my mind, so there was no way I was going to read an entire blog post and not leave a comment. Duh. One other thing that I did too that I must mention, and I know I said only one tip, but actually, and I'm up to three already, I found a mentor. That is huge. You need a mentor, or two or three, so that you don't get distracted by all the shiny objects along the way. And there will be a lot of shiny objects, boy, let me tell you. And no, I'm not talking about Empower Network either. When I say find a mentor, I mean one person who's an independent agent and gives information away for free. And here's why it's important to find that mentor. You're new. You just got here. You have no idea what you need to invest your money in yet. You need guidance so that you'll know an internet snake coming from a mile away before you even begin to sign up for an e-course or join a membership site. So you have to have that mentor to give you guidance to help you see past all those shiny objects. I'll give you just two examples. Lisa Irby and Pat Flynn. Okay, now let's go back and talk a little bit more about this commenting thing. I was leaving a bunch of comments all over the place, and that's when I met great bloggers like Hisham Sabata of Famous Bloggers. Eventually, I learned about Blog Engage, and I was off and running after that. When you think about it, I was addressing many of the points from my one tip to drive traffic responses over on Facebook. Remember, I said I was reading and leaving comments on every post? Based on the comments I left, don't you think those bloggers knew that I was actually reading their posts? Funny how that works, isn't it? That's how I started to build relationships with other bloggers. And to be honest, commenting on blogs is actually social media at its finest. I know most people don't look at it that way, but think about it for a sec. Blogging is social media, but if you don't leave a comment, nobody knows you were there, right? So you need to comment and interact. That's what makes it social. Who knew that I was also link building at the same time? I certainly didn't. In fact, I didn't even know there was such a thing as link building back in those days. I found out years later when I took a look at my link profile after I downloaded it from Market Samurai. I was shocked to discover that I had comment links coming from Mashable. Well, to be more blunt, I was stunned because I never read Mashable. Not these days, anyhow. How quickly we forget. Not only was I reading Mashable regularly, it's hard for me to imagine now, but I actually left comments there. That's actually hilarious when I think about it. I'm pretty sure that's around the time when I started having a love affair with Comment Love. Don't be alarmed. I'm the official Comment Love ambassador, so it's perfectly acceptable, not to mention downright legal, for me to have a love affair with a WordPress plugin. So in the end, it's all about layering. And that was a fun trip down memory lane, but enough about me and my journey. I really want this to be about you. I want you to see that you're starting your first blog. You need to prioritize and do what comes naturally. Heck, you got to figure out if you're really cut out for all this hard work. I mean, blogging is no joke. Once you make the commitment, then you're ready to begin the process of layering. Read. Comment. Write. Absorb. Connect. Share. Learn. Teach. Grow. These are the layers that put down a foundation for your blog. This is how you drive traffic, make friends, you're going to need them, and write the best content ever. Well, that's it for this episode today, guys. Thanks so much for joining me. Once again, this is Eileen Smith, and this is the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. You can find me over on MissEileenSpeaks.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Eileen, and the Facebook page is Basic Blog Tips. Talk to you soon, guys. Peace.